Hello guys, welcome to this podcast. This is related to the Singapore travel tips. I recently visited there and thought of making a podcast about the travel tips. So after landing at Singapore, the first thing you should do is take your SIM. As a tourist, you would need a SIM as your number there won't work. Even if it worked, it would cost you a bit high. So take a SIM from the airport. So while taking the SIM, you will have two options. One is the SIM and one is SIM combined with the MRT card, which you can use to travel in public transport at Singapore. I will recommend you using a Singtel SIM as it has a great coverage all over the Singapore, and the SIM only costs $15, but if you take a combination card of both the MRT and the SIM, it would cost you $18 and you will get $3 in your MRT card also. My second tip would be, if you are traveling in a group, I won't recommend you using MRT because you can take a cab. Cabs there are very economical. If you guys are traveling in a group of 3 or 4, average cost of a cab would be around $7 to $15 depending on the distance, but it would be somewhere between both of these amounts. So I will recommend you to take a cab. If you are traveling in a group, it would save a lot of time and energy so that you can use in that attraction, particular attraction where you are visiting. So this was my second tip. My third tip would be, do not purchase souvenirs from the places you visit there. Like if you visit Universal Studios or Sentosa, there are many shops which are providing you with huge amount of souvenirs. They are good, no doubt, but they are very costly. You can find all the souvenirs of all the places of Singapore in very good markets like Bugis Street Market or Chinatown Market. There are many cheap options of souvenir there. So don't consider purchasing souvenirs from the places you visit. So my next tip would be, if you are visiting Universal Studios, which for sure you would be, I would recommend you to book your tickets online as it would provide you with good discounts. And if you want to enjoy all the rides there, I will recommend you to buy a express ticket, that too online. So there is a separate line for all the express ticket holders, which is very fast compared to the normal line. Normal line can be like, they would be waiting somewhere around 15 minutes to even 1 hour 30 minutes. Yeah, so I will recommend you, if you want to enjoy all the rides, take the express pass. It would be of great. And again, if you will take a express pass, you will, you know, complete all the rides over there in half of the day. So I will recommend you using another half of the day at Sentosa Island. So this will make one day complete of both the Universal Studios and Sentosa Island, as they both are nearby each other. So you can do both the things in a single day and save your other days to visit other places of Singapore. So take the express pass, visit all the rides, enjoy Universal Studios, then head back to Sentosa Island, which is nearby, which is the neighbor of Universal Studios. They both are in RWS, which is Resorts World Sentosa. So enjoy half of the time there, Sentosa. You can take the fun pass online, book the ticket online. You will have 55 tokens if you take the fun pass, which I guess is enough if you begin at Sentosa. After that, if you find anything interesting, then then you can recharge your card with more dollars, so you can enjoy more rides, more experiences over there. Thank you. These were some tips from my experience. I hope you like this podcast, and thank you. Show some interest. If you want a second part of this, I will go into more details on my second part. Thank you for listening.